Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's up, guys? This is Courtney, aka Cat. I'm back again for another episode of the Cat Vision Pod. I know it's been a few weeks, but it's okay. That means we have lots and plenty to discuss. Obviously, we just been having conflicting schedules for a little while. I mean, it's fall, sports, events, things happen. But it's fine. We made it back. Just remember to follow me on Twitter at CatVision and follow me on Instagram at CatDollas. You can follow my producer, Scott, at BarbChairScott on both Instagram and Twitter. And then make sure that you do follow the Barber's Chair Network at Barber's Chair Net, excuse me, on Twitter. And then also subscribe to our Patreon, which is patreon.com/Barber's Chair Network. That's such definitely, a tongue twister for me every time. I don't know why.
It's called me up a couple times too.
It's a lot of... you got to put some emphasis into some of the sounds.
Yeah, it's ingrained in my head now. So it's like, I kind of know, but I fuck it up sometimes too.
No, you know what? I'm usually a really good speaker, but whenever I'm reading something, then I can't say it for some reason. I could say it if it wasn't in front of me, but suddenly I can't say it because it's in front of me. I don't know.
Yeah, I get that.
It's fine. Of course, we can dive right in. The first thing I'm going to want to talk about always is going to be NFL season, so long as that is still in
process. 6 weeks into it.
Yeah. Oh, God. It's much, much, much to discuss. Yeah. starting off, I'm, of course, not really enjoying Steelers at
not
all.
Not enjoying
really.
Steeler football.
The Steelers are just not good. I mean, and... it's nothing we can do about it. Like, we can't be better because what we need is something that we won't be getting this season. So, I mean, we're probably not going to get much better. I mean, it helps that, like, there are teams worse than us. So I don't ever have to feel like, oh, we're the worst team in the league, but it still sucks. I mean, overall, historically has been a decent organization. So, of course, fans are spoiled and we hate it when we suck. Right. We suck right now, so we hate it.
I can't relate to being spoiled as a football fan at all. But
I think it's probably almost better if you're not, because you do appreciate like those mid to decent seasons a lot more than like if you're spoiled in that your team usually doesn't completely suck and then they kind of do. It's just like, Jesus, like, I don't know if I'm allowed to say things because then everybody's like, oh, your team sucks. And I'm like, okay, so what? Your team has been sucking for 10 years. I could say things still.
Right.
I mean, sucking this year doesn't mean I don't get to have an opinion.
This is true. I mean, but it's like, I'll say when your team sucks, it's like, okay.
You usually keep a lower profile.
Yeah, hell no, I'd still talk shit. But like, you're immune. Somebody tells you your team sucks. Okay, it's like, okay.
We've already established that. I mean, I'm not
gonna do with your team.
Maybe if you told me week one or two, I would be a little bit more hurt by that. But now it's just like, okay, we suck. We've said that for 5 weeks.
We're in the acceptance phase of the NFL season. Like the first two, even 3 weeks, a lot of optimism.
Yeah.
My mom said you might be 2-1, might be 3-0. Mm-hmm. Week six, week seven, come like, damn, we suck. Oh, we're pretty fucking good.
Yeah, you know, by usually now in the season, our first six games have started off probably a great reflection of the season overall. Like, we're at 500, yay, I guess, but they were nasty games. The ones we did win and the ones we lost were ridiculous. Right. Like, to say the least. So it just sucks. I'm happy that we have a bye week, and so I can at least get 1 year. I mean, 1 year. I wish 1 week of I could just watch everybody else and not stress about how the Steelers are going to come back out looking exactly the same after the bye. I mean, it's fine. It is what it is. Our defense isn't enough to save us or to match, and not because they're not good. They're good, but I mean, the offense is just so horrible that it, I mean, you can only do so much.
Right.
That's, and then the Ravens are good, which is absolutely sick.
I'm about to say that's got to suck.
Yeah. It's better. Like if they were about the same as us, then I would feel, you know, because I mean, as far as everybody else in the division, I mean, the Browns have lost pretty horribly the last 2 weeks, and that makes me feel good, of course. But I can only feel so good when the Ravens are looking good. I mean, after what happened with the Bills yesterday, probably the best team in AFC AFC in general right now, until I don't know, something changes. But I have to get over it. Although I do hate the Ravens, like on rivalry terms, like I don't hate them enough to like wish that they would start sucking all of a sudden. Would I be happy if it happened? Great. Yeah, of course. I would throw a party probably. But I mean, I get it. It's football. They had a lot of rough years too. So they've been in my seat before I've been in there. So we just, it's fine. I'm happy when they lose, but I mean, I wouldn't say I don't think bad things about them. Of course, I mean, it's deep down inside, I'm always going to root against them. Let's make no mistake here. I'm not going to align myself with them, but like, right. I respect it enough to just, it is what it is. Okay. You know, it's one season and I'll deal with it. Whatever. I won't say anything bad about them right now. Now, if they lose in disappointing fashion during the playoffs, we all know that I will be the first person to be jumping for joy about that. But as of right now, I'll let them live. I'll let them live. Even though their fans don't let me live. And
you're doing calculated slander, like
right, exactly. I'm gonna wait, yeah.
It's a way to just be quiet for a little bit.
It's funny, that's hurtful. That's a good way of putting it. Yeah, it's calculated. So it's like, I'm not gonna bother you week in and week out, whatever. But it's when it matters, I will be there looking down.
I will get my revenge.
That picture of MJ looking up, the Photoshop picture of MJ looking down on the slave masters. That'll be me in the sky looking down at all of the depressed fans that are like losing their shit. I'll be up there smiling. Just know I'm here. Just give guys. It time. I'm still here. I mean, otherwise, I don't have much further to say about the Steelers. Everybody knows how I feel about them.
I will be seeing the Steelers live and in person. I'm going to Monday Night Football. So when they call the Bears. So I'm looking forward to seeing Hinesville. See this like
that shit. Be a nightmare of a game. I mean
I'm looking forward to Peyton Manning losing this shit on
I'm just like thinking
offense.
About like how nightmarishly different our teams are, but both are just like in a weird place where like that game could be really ugly.
Yeah, it's when the thing with that is like with us, it's like I really don't care about win or loss this year. It's all about number one's progression.
Yeah, I'm kind of scared, I'm not going to lie, about him and our defense. I don't want him to get beat up. I like Justin Fields, obviously. I don't want that to happen.
He almost died in Cleveland a couple weeks ago. I think he'll be fine.
I don't want it to happen. I guess I don't want it to happen at the hands of my team. Like, that would suck.
I mean, he'll be fine. He'll be fine. Like, I think, it can't get no worse than Cleveland. Nine sacks? I mean, Jesus. Like, he couldn't even.
That's pretty bad. He didn't even have a second to breathe. I mean, Jesus, yeah. That's pretty awful, actually. But if you win some, you lose some. I don't know what to say about that.
I'm looking forward to seeing the game. I'm just trying to see different arenas. The Raiders stadium, pretty fucking nice.
Oh, yeah. I saw that you were there. That looks so fun. And I heard they got some really good food. I don't usually eat at
stadiums, this is the thing. So I was at the Mandalay Bay Hotel across the street from the stadium. So my brother didn't tell me that the teams provide food for the media. I didn't fucking know this. I bought some breakfast on the first floor of my hotel and I brought it with me into the stadium. I was like, I could have saved $40 because the Raiders provided us a full course breakfast. I'm talking about eggs, sausage, all that shit. Oh, nice. And then during halftime, they had a lunch spread out there.
I know, so that's right.
They went crazy. So I could have, you know, saved some fucking money, but they had good people there, good staff. So I'm just looking forward to seeing each, you know, stadium. I'm not looking forward to the 7-hour drive from Chicago to fucking Pittsburgh, but
it'll be all right. It'll be worth it.
Yeah, it's worth it, of course. It's not like I'm paying to go to the fucking game. So
it'll be you're right. And it'll be a nice atmosphere. I mean, for the most part, pretty decent, like, crowd of people. I mean,
it's Monday Night Football. So, you know,
yeah, I would say you'll be obviously the odd man out, but it's fine. it happens like that. That's what happens when we go to away games.
Exactly.
I mean, speaking of the Raiders, I don't know how that didn't make my rundown. I think, like, the John Gruden situation, though, is crazy. I don't know how I overlooked that or didn't think about
it's another white man being racist and homophobic. It's like more breaking news at 10. Like, everybody was like, oh, I just can't believe John Gruden said this.
Well, and I really just can't believe he's dumb enough to have done it in the way that he did. I believe any story about a white person saying something like that is,
but on work emails,
believable. But yeah, like, come on, what did it say? John Gruden at NFL.com. Right, probably. Right. Like, well, you're not smart enough to, like, not send that. And this is in, like, 2013. There was cell phones. He could have sent a text message.
Yeah,
John, who are jigaboo sent from your work email is probably not gonna come off
and
right.
Send it to the Washington football team's email. All right, come on.
I mean, and not to mention the other stuff that came out. It's just like he was really wilding. Like, but that just goes to show you how comfortable certain people are in their position. Because, like, a nigga like me wouldn't be saying that from my work email, and I definitely wouldn't be having those conversations with colleagues. Period. Because you never know. Who gonna go and tell on you behind the
right? In for you.
Those are the type of conversations you have with people you trust, like your family and friends. If I wanted to be like, yeah, I'm sick of working with these crackers, I wouldn't be saying that, like, to my come on.
to Linda in the break room and shit.
Right. Like, I wouldn't be having that discussion with
I'm tired of these honkies today, man. Like, it's just
like, come on. You just never know. Even if you think that your person, they probably is just too risky. You don't want to take the risk. So that was the more shocking thing. I mean, not that he said it. It was completely believable. Just that he would be dumb enough to, like, do it on such an official medium. Like, if it was text messages, you could say that they were fabricated, especially if they were from that long ago. How could you, you know, that would take a lot to find out. But
my theory is that Roger Goodell leaked them. That's my theory.
Like, I mean, definitely think that the league had an agenda. I mean,
there's no other emails, and they're like, yeah, sure.
Overall, I mean, he deserved to get canned. So it's not like I feel like, oh, it's so sad that he's collateral damage. Like, no, I mean, overall, he did say the shit, and he deserves it. But I definitely, you know, obviously the league had some ulterior motives with that whole. I mean, I doubt very seriously the NFL investigated and didn't find anything else on anyone else. But, you know, like, I doubt it. It just, it's unreal.
And it's kind of like, too, I always said it's not about the racism or him being homophobic. It's about, he was talking about Roger Goodell. Let's just keep it funky. If he didn't say nothing about Roger Goodell, he might have got away with it.
And then, the Raiders were probably like, bet, this is our chance. Anyway.
Right, it's time to get out the contract.
Which was, I mean, on one hand, it's like, well, that was y'all's fault anyway. But, you know, it was just like, I mean, it was a poor him. I guess, I don't know. Like, guess he learned a lot from this. I don't know. And that's what everybody's like, oh, it was 10 years ago. And I'm like, you act like he was 12 and now he's 22. Like,
he was in his 40s at the time?
In his 40s and now he's in his 50s. I mean, anything that he was going to learn about being racist or homophobic or sexist,
was already done.
He would have already have learned that at that age. So, like, it being 10 years ago is irrelevant. It could have been 30 years ago and I would still be like, that's still nasty. Like,
right, you don't get
he
a
was
pass
a grown ass man. Like,
if you're under, I say to me, if you're under 25, I give you a pass for shit.
It depends.
Once
on
you get
what
over, it depends on what you said.
Yeah, it depends on what it is. Yeah. I guess, like, if I found out that some white celebrity who's like 25 had some fucked up racist tweets when they were like 15, I would still be like, that's sucky, you know, obviously. And I would think that they were dead wrong and would hope that they would take accountability there. But at least I can, like, lean into the fact that they were young and probably just trying to be edgy on the internet. And it just didn't work out for them. But if you were an adult when it happened and you're an adult now, it's just kind of hard to be like, oh, well, he was young and dumb. He was 40. Like, right. he was young and dumb.
He was an old man. And he knew exactly what the fuck he was doing.
Right. Like, oh, God. That situation is just hilarious to me. But again, like I said, it's not like I feel bad for the guy. I mean, good riddance.
Yeah, he's done. He's done. And it says a lot for white people when they're done, because white people are never done. But John Gruden's cooked. Like, he committed career suicide.
He really did. And it didn't help that, like, he wasn't really panning out as all that great of a coach on top of that, because, like, it was less of a incentive to even want to, you know, try to be nice or peaceful or civil about it. It was right. We don't really care, honestly, buddy. Good night. We'll find another coach. That's fine. There's plenty of coaches to go around. Like, it's
now, as you peep what Derek Carr said, this is one thing I think a lot of people don't peep, and it says a lot about the white people's psyche. When he said, "I hate the crime, but I love the man." When he said, "I have a lot of family members that talk," and he stopped himself.
That was that.
I was like, elaborate.
It says a lot to me about how stupid a lot of people are, because not only is that like just a terrible defense for what John Gruden did, right, especially when you're supposed to be Derek Carr, who is supposed to be this great Christian person. But it's like, so you're giving him a very easy free pass, but in the process, you're saying that your family does shit like this pretty regularly.
Right.
So.
Like, oh, we just don't put it in emails, but we don't like you niggas either.
I'm just like, why would you say that? What a horrible way of defending somebody. Like, yeah, it's terrible. He could have kept that to himself. I'm sure his family was like, what the fuck?
White people truly live in their own world. And I think a lot of stuff they say they don't know is racist. Yeah. Like, I really don't think they
do. It's like, oh, I hate what he did, but I don't hate the person. It's just like, well, he was a pretty hateful person towards other people that didn't look or act like him. So I think that is unfair that you would extend so much grace to him that he didn't extend to any of the people. Like, I mean, you tell a black person they got lips the size of a Michelin
tire. And on top of all that, you got a locker room full of black dudes and y'all have the first openly gay player.
Yeah, like, to me, I just felt like, what? And Derek Carr saying that to me was even more irresponsible because, again, like you just said, there are niggas, first of all, on your team. Right. Okay, but if we bypass the fact that there's niggas on the team, there's also a gay person on your team. How do you think that makes them feel? When you're like, well, it sucks what Gruden did, but I don't think he's a bad person. Like, okay. Just don't say anything. I mean, if you want to be his best friend, by all means, invite him to Christmas, but I probably wouldn't make an announcement about it.
Right.
It was just weird. And he's fired. So there's no reason to defend him. Or he resigned.
And this is also a guy who, remember when Gruden first got there, didn't know if he wanted to trade Derek Carr as or not.
Yeah. Like, I just didn't understand Derek Carr. Like, his entire, I don't know. Like you said, white people really do live in their own world sometimes, because I'm not saying that. Even if it was black coach and I liked him, I ain't jumping to your defense at all. I hit the road, Jack. Sorry that you got exposed, but I'm not defending you, especially if it's something at that level. Like, so we want to defend the person being hateful and telling us we shouldn't hate the hateful person. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, how does that make sense? Oh, but it's okay if he is hateful. Like, I don't know. It's just, and it's 2021, dude. Like, you're not going to get away with that. Even if you get away with it in like areas in life, as in like people forgive you and they're okay with it. It's just like, I mean, it's not 1960. A lot of people are going to be outraged by that type of information being exposed.
Yeah, he could have just been like, man, you know, I'm not going to speak on the situation.
Yeah, he
got a
really
game this week against the Broncos.
That. I mean, yeah.
Where's the PR people? Who didn't coach him up before he went out there on that damn podium?
I mean, I think that a lot of these athletes, I mean, they are not very bright, a lot of them, but top of that, the ones who aren't bright, they mask it in a lot of other ways when you use stuff like religion or just, their love for the sport to like justify the bullshit that they be doing. It's just like, can you just admit that you really shouldn't be speaking on this situation and just, you know, take it for what it is? Like, hey, you know, that sucks. I don't want to talk about it.
They could. That's why I'm pretty sure I want to know. I know there was a PR person before he went out. Derek, this is what they're going to ask. You're not going to say this. You're not going to say that. You're not going to say this. And he obviously said, fuck it, I'm gonna go up there and say what I want to say.
Bro. I have family members that have done things.
Which is what not kind a of things,
buddy? But my thing is just like, when you say that, you obviously have to know like how that comes across to the audience. Like, right,
exactly.
Because you were talking about they didn't even do something like that, but maybe they did something else. But now we think like you say, oh, you got racist.
If I was his family, I'd be like, fun flex. What makes you go with that verse?
Right. Whoa, what are you doing, bro? Like, you throwing us under the bus to defend somebody that you have no ties to anymore. I don't know. It was just weird. And then John Gruden's apology is even more hilarious to me. He's like,
I didn't hear that one.
It was like a statement he released. It probably was from like his PR team or some shit, but it's just like, I never meant for anyone to be hurt. What? We're not talking about you accidentally threw a volleyball at someone's face.
Right.
What did you mean for it to happen?
Like, you meant it, motherfucker. Like,
that's so funny to me. I don't know.
Did you read your emails, nigga? You meant that shit.
Yeah, like,
anybody sits down and types slurs, you meant that shit.
And my thing, and on multiple occasions, it's not like he had one bad day and he's like, I'm letting the chopper like go today. Like, no, it was like you were doing some shady shit and you never meant for anyone to get hurt. Well, buddy, that is a 10th grade apology that doesn't work in this situation. Like,
and you know, he hit it well. Somebody pointed this out. I don't know if it was on the Pat McAfee show or something. Somebody pointed out. Did you notice when he was on Monday Night Football during the Kaepernick thing? Mm-hmm. He never said nothing negative about Kaepernick on TV. He
probably wanted to.
He wanted to. He never said anything. Like, he hit it very well. And then Keyshawn coming out like, I've been trying to tell y'all.
Right.
2002, he's not a good person.
Well, you're right. You know, that's one of those things. It's like, well, can't argue with that.
He got his victory lap 20 years later.
Hey, you got to take care of wins where you can get them.
Right.
I definitely understand it. Moving on, I just want to say that Tom Brady cannot keep getting away with this.
Y'all just gotta give it up to Goaty.
It's not enough. I no longer even really hate him like I did because he doesn't really pose that much of a threat to my team like he did before. It's not even that. It's not about hating Brady, but just thinking about the whole situation, the team he ended up with, he can't keep getting away with it. There are plenty of quarterbacks that wish they could have fell into that situation. Man, I'm just like, he can't keep getting away with it. That's just all I want to say.
And he's going to keep getting away with it. I will say this week, we played him. And I'm not conflicted, but when we played Tom Brady, I'm like, when he kicks ass, I'm like, it's unfortunate. Like, that's my man's though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd be mad that my team lost.
See, I never feel that way.
But I'd be mad at my team loss. I'm like, man. And plus this weekend, I'll be celebrating my birthday. So it's like, I'll be drunk by halftime any goddamn way. So
yeah. And so it'll be like, hey, whatever.
Whatever, nigga.
It is what it is. And I mean, it's also like, I hate to say it, but it is one of those things where, like, at least if you lose to Tom Brady and the Bucks, like, you don't feel as bad versus if you lost to, like, I don't know, the Jets or something. It would
be like the Packers. Like I said, I could catch my wife cheating on me.
I knew you were going to.
I could catch my wife cheating on me. It's not going to sting as much as I own you. I was hot. It was true, though. That's why I was angry. It was fucking true.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, can't argue with that. it still sucks. I mean, you still don't want to hear him say that. It's annoying.
He's just been a pain in my ass my entire
life. Sure or not, no one wants to hear someone say that, especially when, as a fan of the team that he's saying it about, and you had to live through all of those owning moments. Like, it definitely doesn't make me feel good that you would say that.
Well, with Brady, it's like, you know, he's the GOAT, man. What you want to do? I think it's a testament to just his age. Like, you
know, I'm over it.
And it's somebody, I can't stand LeBron, but I won't make a comparison. But LeBron, it's like LeBron gets upset that people say he's the third best player in the league right now. My nigga, you in your 19th season. That is a hell of an accomplishment if you'd even be in the top three in your 19th fucking season.
Yeah.
So to me, those two kind of defy what they're doing at their age. It's like, you shouldn't be doing this shit.
Look, I can always give credit where it's due. I'm not going to say, like, I'm not going to talk about him as a football player. I just think that I'm sick of Tom Brady getting what he wants. I don't know. I'm being petty. I don't care. I'm tired of it happening. It's just, he can't keep getting away with it. Like, that's just how I feel about it. He can't. But I mean, hey, good luck to you guys. Obviously, I hope you win because I'm always praying for y'all.
If we lose by like 10, I will be, damn, we put up a fight. Like, I think it's going to be.
Yeah, unless something really major affects the game.
Unless Matt Nagy gets kidnapped over these next 10 days and we have offensive game. No, it's going to be the same shit.
Yeah,
it's gonna be the same shit.
I wonder if Matt Nagy is aware of how much like Bears fans just hate him.
Oh, he knows.
He knows.
And I was laughing because when I was there's two things that was funny. Like when I met the general manager, Ryan Pace, I don't know if you watched Entourage or not, but there was a scene in Entourage with one of the characters, Turtle. He's a diehard Giants fan. He met Tom Brady at a golfing event, and he was actually dating Jamie Lynn Sigler, Meadow Soprano, and he told her, like, I'm finna tell Tom Brady to that he sucks balls from you and me. And so he meets Tom, and he's like, yo, you're dating Jamie, right? He's like, yeah. He said, you know what? And from you and her, I just want to tell you this. He's like, oh yeah, she's a nice girl. You know, why don't you and her come over? And Giselle cooks. And this nigga's like, Giselle cooks. And then he becomes all fucking cool with Tom Brady. So I've been talking all this shit about Ryan Pace. I'm going to the fucking bathroom, like during halftime, we're in the same area. And he comes up, he said, oh, nice to meet you. Your name's Scott, right? I'm like, yeah. He said, nice to meet you. I was like, damn.
On one hand, it's like, cool. I'm glad he recognized me. On the other hand, it's like, yikes. I wonder why. I haven't been saying
in that building listen to our podcast because Eddie Jackson, I know he hears me that I say he can't tackle because he pulled up to my brother after practice one day. And he was like, so your brother got a show, huh? He's like, yeah. He laughed. He's like, all right, that's what's up. Yeah, he know what the fuck I be saying. Niggas in there, which is cool. I stick up by my word.
It's fine. I wouldn't take back anything that I've said.
Hell no.
My favorite players heard me saying anything bad, or my least favorite. I would just be like, well, I mean,
it is what it
get
is.
To go on TV and look a fool every week. I get to talk about it. Exactly. I think that's a fair trade-off. You're rich. I'm not, but I get to say things about you and slander you. Don't take it personally. Trust me, if it was anyone else, I'd be saying the same thing.
Like I was in the same room with Matt Nagy, and I wanted to ask a question, but I just couldn't. I was just looking at this nigga like, you're just so arrogant to be trash. Mm-hmm. Like, what the fuck are we doing here?
Like, I mean, and honestly, it's like, I mean, it's probably a good thing. I feel like it probably might have been a bad interaction.
I didn't have a question because I was just like, I don't even know.
Trying to ask the question without being unbiased and not being mad just as a fan is probably not the best idea. He dodged a bullet, if anything.
But, you know, with this season, to me, man, it's like, it's just about how number one looks. That's what this shit's about. I think he's doing pretty good despite all the shit around him. And what I mean by shit is the shit coaching staff, the shit scheme. And we got wide receivers who can't get open. Everybody in the NFL is in love with Allen Robinson. Don't watch Allen Robinson every fucking week like I do. This nigga being locked up by Mariano's back.
Fantasy team at this point. He's on my bench. I can't even trust him to start.
And so he don't be getting open for shit. I don't care where he goes next year. So it's just one of those things like just – I actually hope we kind of lose some games because if we make the playoffs, and there's a chance because the bottom of the NFC, we're going to be competing with like Minnesota and Carolina for them last two spots. I don't want to make it so we can get Visor Boy the fuck up out of here. If we make it, he's going to come in for his last fucking contract.
I hope not. I mean, for your sake, I hope not. It's like, I don't want Ben to come back next year. There should be no reason that he should. No,
Ben shouldn't be here.
There should be no reason why he should, you would think. But I'm just like, I keep telling people, of course, every time there's like a rumor of a quarterback being available, I'm already firing up the Photoshop.
Right. Yeah.
That's okay.
Are you thinking Wilson, about Aaron Rodgers, though?
Aaron Rodgers. I'm telling you, anybody that has any type of rumor about them wanting to leave or maybe they might not want to stay, I'm putting them in a Steelers jersey. I'm Photoshopping the jersey on.
Steelers just waiting for Deshaun Watson Chargers to clear.
Oh no, I don't want him on my team. I can't say though. I really don't want that controversy on my team. I didn't want it before. I don't want it again. I mean, I know the people are gonna be like, that sounds ridiculous to say, but like, I mean,
nah, I feel you.
I don't want it. I'm sorry.
I saw Justin Fields training with him this offseason. I was like, stay away.
No, please don't. And we're not giving them whatever they want for that anyway. I mean, so that's okay.
Yeah, they're not going to have no leverage to whatever happens with that case. That's why
he's going to be back on the Texans team, as far as I'm concerned. They still do need a quarterback.
I mean, he didn't want to be there before.
Yeah. But who knows? Who knows? I like it. Like you said, they don't really have the leverage to get what they think they're going to get for him. And they do at the same time need a quarterback. So maybe y'all should try to mend some fences there and keep your guy. Like, I mean, if they stick beside him through all of this mess, I mean, maybe he can come up off his grievances with them also, like meet each other halfway. Yeah. I don't know. I'm luckily not involved in those negotiations, but I know for damn sure I'm not hoping for Deshaun on my team at this point. I just don't want it. I don't want it. We got a lot of things we need to be focusing on, mainly quarterback and the offensive line. So no, I don't need Deshaun Watson to come and mess that up.
That would be peak Steeler to like get rid of one issue and bring in another.
No, we're not doing that. I don't even think anyone wants to do that. I don't think that's happening. I'm just, like I said, any quarterback acting a little disgruntled, don't want to be there no more. Aaron Rodgers is my hope. That's my number one hope.
Just because, like, damn, where you go?
Just because, like, he honestly just seems like he's being more fun because, you know, he's leaving. So, like, hey, maybe he comes with a nice attitude, happy to be there. And we're not going to get a good quarterback in the draft. So it's not like you focus on that at this point. We got to get one of the veterans that'll be available. And Aaron Rodgers is the most available because he's the one that we know is leaving. So,
you know, this is my Bears pessimism. I don't think it's 100% sure he's leaving.
Yeah, it'll be just our luck that he stays, of course.
I think it depends on how this season goes.
I don't think he's staying.
I'm gonna tell you what he said after the game.
I know. Okay.
He said, even though the fans hate me, I love playing here, and who knows, it might not have been my last time here.
Just saying that. I still think he wants to leave. Like, I don't think he would.
I think it depends on this. We got to see how the season ends. Mm-hmm. If you want Aaron Rodgers, you better hope the Packers season crashes and burns in the playoffs.
I already think that it will. I mean, they're a good offensively. Yeah, sure. But, like, I don't think that, like, they have a championship caliber team.
I don't either.
Like, they'll go to the playoffs like they do and they'll lose. I mean, that's just what I predict and what I hope happens also, you know?
What I hope happens, because the Packers also have a dispute with Devontae. I hope both of them niggas leave.
Oh yeah. And I already know if one goes, the other is anyway. So, like, that also plays into why I think that it's a very good chance that he's leaving. Now, what I don't want to do is campaign for him to leave and then go play for a team that I don't want him to play for.
Like Denver?
Yeah, or something. That would really piss me off. Like, I just don't do that. Please don't.
Whenever his address, isn't it, whatever, some Lombardi Drive, it's in God's hands after that. It's just no longer my problem. And Devontae, if you're listening to this, you know it's the best way to get back at a team that don't want to pay you. Sign with their heated rival. Come align yourself with a 22-year-old quarterback. That's what you should fucking do.
I don't think that's happening. But I do. I appreciate the wishful thinkfulness, because I'm doing the same thing. So we both just holding on to a dream. I appreciate it.
That's my life as a Bears fan, holding on to a dream.
Yeah, I'm holding on to a dream right now too. I'm thinking, like, about quarterbacks that probably don't even want to play for us, and hoping
maybe Russell Wilson could be a thing, because there's still
I'm hoping it's a thing. Come play for a black man.
Yeah,
you like it.
Yeah, I love Mike Tomlin. Now, does the question is, does Sierra want to live in fucking Pittsburgh? That's a question there, because she was pushing for the Bears.
Live in Seattle. Like, I mean,
that's true. But Seattle, Pittsburgh.
I mean, outside of the appeal of just, like, smoking weed and very good liberal people around you, it's not like Seattle is just. And it's really not that expensive.
You know what I'm saying? It's not that far from LA.
We should make it back to the East Coast. I'm campaigning, Sierra. If you are listening, you need to be putting a bug in his ear and say you would rather be in Pittsburgh. You'd be closer to home. I don't know what else I can say to entice you, but the coach is black.
The coach is black.
And not 79. I mean, hey, look.
And got an ownership group that's pretty loyal.
Yeah, like, I mean, you know he'll be in good hands. I put the bug in the ear, okay? Put it in there. I mean, otherwise, I don't know what else is happening. I don't know what other viable quarterbacks I would even want. So
yeah, good quarterbacks don't fall on trees in the NFL.
No, and especially like the good veterans, which is what we would be getting, hopefully. They coming towards the end of their career, it's a good chance they really don't want to live in Pittsburgh. So yeah. I already know that it's not like it's a travel destination or a good destination that especially you want to live in. Winter. Yeah, but the only appeal that I can say is a nice young defense and a black coach. Doesn't that sound good? It sounds great to me.
I think it'll be really attractive to Aaron Rodgers. I do, because Aaron Rodgers just wanted a front office to like actually give him. He wants what Tom Brady has in yeah. Tampa, where they like, yo, Aaron, should we do this? The Packers like, nigga, fuck you.
I guess we'll have to cross that when the end of the season approaches, so I can see what the Packers, what exactly they.
Yeah, think it's gonna be interesting.
And what Aaron Rodgers wants to happen, then we'll really get into whether or not this was a realistic want for me or not. But right now, I'm holding on to the dream, and I don't need anybody to crush my dream. I'm completely okay.
I won't crush it. That's for damn sure. I'm praying probably more than you are.
Well, good. I need two prayers better than one.
Right.
That's good. I need all the prayers I can get. So. Yes, get the prayer team with the Bears.
Get them all lined up. Get the prayer warriors lined up.
Yeah, and we put all our prayers together. It might work out. I don't think God hears us individually, but as a collective, it might be harder to ignore. Yeah. But then again, slavery happened, so that might also not be true. I guess you never know. Anyway, there's a lot of other sports going on. My Braves.
You're Braves. I forgot you're Braves.
I mean, everybody knows it's not like I'm a huge MLB girl, but like lately I've been trying to get more into it, and I don't want anyone to call me a bandwagon. I'm from Atlanta. I can cheer for the home team.
Yeah, you're from Atlanta. You can pull that card.
My Braves are looking like they could possibly go to the World Series, and that's exciting to me. So
I will say this about the Braves as an avid baseball watcher.
Yeah, because you probably know more than I do.
Yeah, baseball. This is why baseball is the stupidest sport. It's a beautiful sport, but it's stupid because October, anything can fucking happen. These niggas won 88 games, barely made the fucking playoffs. When Acuna got hurt, I thought they was fucking cooked. You got a team like the fucking my White Sox. We won 93 games. We're home. Yeah. The Giants won 107 games. They're home. The Rays won 102 games. They're home. And these niggas is 2 wins away from the fucking World Series. October is not fucking fair. And just even look the way the Dodgers lost. Corey Seager gets that ball 10 times out of 10. And that's
I loved it. Because, I mean, we lost to the Dodgers last year.
Yeah, last year. Yeah. So
I don't want that to happen again. It would be nice revenge for me personally.
Well, I'll say this year, y'all got a much better chance. Much better chance. Y'all got so much better pitching than last year. Last year, I had a lot of rookies and was able for them to come back. Now, it's 3 in LA. First game starts in like an hour, which is hilarious that you got a 2 p.m. game in L.A. And they only doing that because the Lakers play tonight. So, but.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so, yeah. Well, we were going to get into that next anyway.
Yeah, that traffic is good. If you driving on a fucking one-on-one today, God bless. God.
L.A. sounds less and less appealing to me now that I think about that. A bunch of like high market teams one city that already has terrible traffic.
Yeah,
that sounds like a nightmare.
It's a superstar view. You got
especially if you're on your way home from work on a Tuesday. Ooh. You know how pissed I would be because the fucking Dodgers and the Lakers.
Dodgers like, ending, Lakers starting.
Right, I would be pissed. Yeah. I would be pissed.
And you got to sell dope to get into tonight's Lakers game. By the way,
I'm like, dead. Yeah, I was looking at like the seat prices. Jesus Christ!
It's the full capacity game for the Lakers in a year and a half.
Well, good luck.
Gonna be cracking in there, but Dodgers. The Braves, they got a good chance. They got to. All they got to do to me is win one out of these next three. You can win one of these out of these next three in LA.
One of these games in LA.
Yeah, one of these three in LA. Then you go home to Atlanta. All you got to do is win one. You got two opportunities at the crib to win one, and you get yourself a chance. But
I mean, I wouldn't mind winning both in LA either. But that probably won't happen, like just off probability. But hey, if it does happen, that would be fine with me too. Hey. Yeah, that's tonight. Fine.
Today's gonna be a big game. The Dodgers, it's hard to knock the champ out. It's hard to knock the champ.
Well, the one thing I like about the MLB though, like since I've started watching it, is that it's like you said, anything could happen. So like a team could be super dominant, and that doesn't really Don't mean shit. Versus when you see like an NBA series for like a really dominant team versus one that was barely getting wins, and you have more of like an idea of how that's gonna go. But you really can't
like skill. You know what I'm saying? Your pitching could go cold. Yeah, you just stop hitting, and that's where it opens up.
Yeah, that makes me think about the Olympics. I was watching one of those Olympic events. It was like with the horses, and it was just like so fucked up because it's like you can lose because your horse didn't feel like doing it.
Right, exactly.
You know, like you could lose because I don't know, you just, your pitches weren't as sharp as they usually are, and that could cost you like that. And that sucks because you could have played great all year, but it didn't matter.
It's the roll of the dice. It'll make you drink. Like that's one thing I will say I'm happy about the White Sox not being here anymore is I can breathe. I was in Vegas, my hotel, watching game three. I was like, this night is gonna go one or two ways. I'm either gonna happy drink or I'm gonna stress drink, and I'm going to a fucking sports book and I'm putting some fucking money up. So they better not win lose. Now, that was one game they won, but stresses you out.
Oh yeah. Oh, sorry about your White Sox. Better luck next year.
Back next year.
Back next year. And then like with college football, it feels nice that Bama isn't like this powerhouse right now. Football. I know. But right now they're not like one. They're not gonna steamroll through the entire league, which is nice. And they actually lost the game to an unranked team. So didn't stop them from ranking them number five still, or number six, I think maybe now, number five, whatever. They're still right there on the cusp of the playoffs because it's Bama. And you know, you never want to really count them out, but I'm happy that hopefully other teams may or may not step up so that we don't have to see Bama in the playoffs at all this year. I don't care if it's not my team. I don't care about that. I mean, I don't think we have a championship team right now anyway. So I'm okay with that. But I just don't want to see Bama there. Jesus Christ. We already got Clemson. They're out of the page, thank God. Yeah, we're trying to do the same thing with Bama.
Yeah, you're Ohio State. That's why you're worried about Justin's safety.
Yes, I love him.
I want to make sure he's good.
Well, yeah, I mean, everybody was slandering him because he was an Ohio State quarterback, and historically there's not a strong resume there. So I just don't want, you know, him to fail in the NFL.
Here's the other side of it. Historically, it's not a good bunch of Chicago Bears quarterbacks either. So the ceiling, the bar is very low.
Okay, so look, we're both hoping for a turnaround.
Right, exactly.
We're both hoping for a turnaround here. That's good. You know, you never know. And I mean, it doesn't hurt that he's also Black.
This is also true.
Makes it better to root for him anyway. I don't know. It makes me feel, you know, a little better about rooting for him too. He's a young Black nigga, and that's nice. So. I mean, I don't know. It's cool. Like, okay. Finally. I mean, obviously.
Finally got one.
Yeah. That's what I told you. That's the Steelers problem. We ain't in the market. We need to get a Black quarterback. Clearly.
I had Vic for a little bit.
Vic when he was ass.
Cordell Stewart days. Cordell, little fake decent.
Yeah. I mean, what I meant is we need to get a good.
Yeah, you want like a Lamar Jackson.
So we can stick with the times. Yes, yeah. Exactly. We need to get with the times. The Black quarterback, their stock is going up and the white ones aren't really going up. It's a couple era. White ones out there, but those are the anomalies versus how it used to be Herbert. With the Black people. Yeah, yeah, like.
That's why they love Herbert, because he old school. He don't move the pocket and shit.
He white too. Yeah, that makes him happy because there was too many niggas taking over. Nigga went to Oregon. You notice, I'm not trying to be funny, but you notice they happy as hell to jump on the Herbert bandwagon, which is fine. I like Herbert. Don't get me wrong. But the media is happy to jump on that bandwagon because they were sick of it being all the niggas.
Yep.
They don't have to only hype up Black quarterbacks right now. Yep. They got Herbert. Tom Brady's having a great year. They're happy about that. They tried to do it with Baker, it just didn't pan out. But
Baker Mayfield got more fucking commercials than he got touchdowns. It's like, let's get this man.
That's actually kind of funny. He is on every other commercial.
Yeah, he's on every goddamn commercial.
But yeah, and you see how they're doing Mac Jones. He hasn't even done anything.
Oh, don't get me started on Mac Jones. Oh,
they're already happy to, you know, put him up on a pedestal just because he's white. They got a classic white boy. They love it.
He's a younger Kyle Orton, and they like, he's the heir to the Brady throne. Like, get the fuck out of my face.
They love it. They can't. So I'm just like, okay, we'll just let them have it. That's why I'm okay with the Herbert, because Herbert deserves it. He's playing great. I mean, he's good, but they need to stop it with the other people. Okay. It's getting ridiculous. Like at a certain point, guys, right. This is getting ridiculous. You have to stop it. And then of course the NBA season. And I don't know why I'm deciding to give my NBA attention again, probably because the Hawks don't suck.
Hawks are gonna be good this year.
I can root for a home team. That's always fun. And I'm probably still not going to be a regular season watcher, but I'll watch the games that I can, that I feel like focusing on. I don't know. I just, it honestly just be too many NBA games for me. I don't have 50 hours a week that I want to spend watching, watching basketball teams that aren't even my team playing. Like you'll watch the superstars play.
You'll watch fun. Thursday with Chuck, Shaq, yeah. Kenny, Ernie.
Yeah. You'll watch certain, like the entertaining, yeah. But I'm not
being
watching.
Locked in. Like, I'm not gonna be locked in to after the Super Bowl. Like, I think I watch the Bulls because the Bulls are gonna be good this year. I watch the Bulls, you know what I'm saying? I watch like the national TV games, but yeah. I'm not gonna give a fuck.
I'll watch the national TV games, the ones I feel like watching. Of course, I'm gonna watch a few Warriors games and Lakers games, and I'll watch the Hawks, and I'll watch other like games that I think will be good. But yeah, I'm not really.
Is Atlanta supporting the Hawks this year?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Atlanta and is happy that we got two decent teams. Three if you want to count the UGA. I mean, they're good right now. Georgia has some pretty good sports teams right now. So, yeah, everybody's supporting. It's
everybody with the Falcons.
The Falcons. The dumb younger brother that you just let them do stupid stuff on the side because it's just okay, whatever.
Well, we got this like you got the appreciative fans. I live in Idiotville over here with Dodger and Laker fans where they think they're entitled to everything on God's green earth.
Oh yeah, I'm sure that's annoying.
It's so annoying. If you want to hear the most uninformed basketball conversation you ever had in your life, just sit in any type of row at Staples Center at a Laker game.
No, that's true though, because a lot of like even the bad basketball talk on the timeline is usually like Lakers fans or
Lakers
fans or like LeBron fans who don't have a team, they're just LeBron fans.
He only got a couple of years of that. What are they gonna do when he retires?
I don't know. Hopefully actually start really watching basketball and leave us alone. Like,
exactly. Actually watch the sport.
And leave us alone about LeBron. You can't say, you know how you can't say anything about Nicki Minaj or Beyonce on Twitter because it's going to be a bunch of people who somehow found the tweet and now they doxing you and put your mama's address out there. I mean, the only difference is that most of LeBron's stans luckily are men, so they don't really have the cattiness to really like come at you that hard because men aren't really that good at like verbally assaulting people online.
Them LeBron fans are very
catty. LeBron fans are relentless. Like you can't, you might as well only say good things about him and say the negative shit to your friends. Cause
it's like, and with me, like they'll see in my bio, oh, he's from Chicago. So they think just because I'm Jordan out of my, oh, you Jordan, you hate.
People who are really fans, like, I mean, that's so stupid for you to think that just because I like one superstar, I hate all the other ones.
Now, granted,
like,
that's how LeBron
fans move. I mean, no, but we're just saying, like, that's not an automatic thing. You hate him, but it doesn't really have much to do with that.
Right.
That's how his fans move. They feel like they like LeBron to hit anyone that's not LeBron. You can't say good things about any other athlete because it's a slight to LeBron to them. Yep. And it's just like, Jesus Christ, guys, get a life. Like, that has to be exhausting. Just
like if you say
that hard.
I think the Nets are going to win a championship. That's a smart basketball take.
No, but then they're going to tell you hating on LeBron. Right. Y'all think y'all counting him out already. And it's like, no one said he was going to go out and stink just because
I just said
another
the playoffs,
team is
going to
win. Like, yeah. I don't, but, you know, like I said, you can't. There's certain people, you can't say nothing about them.
Yep.
And niggas will sit online all day and slander any other superstar in the league, but you just cannot say anything about LeBron. You just better not ever say it.
Just leave it alone.
Just leave it. You really do. You just got to be like, all right, I'm just going to keep that to myself.
Right.
I'll laugh at the jokes about how corny he is online because that is hilarious. And he is corny online.
He's very corny.
He's almost 40. It's understandable, but
he
is
also true.
Corny.
I didn't think about that. He is almost, he tweet like a soccer dad. Like, you know.
He do. He just be saying stuff sometimes. I'd be like, you need to delete this and you know it. Like, come on,
you know,
man.
My favorite LeBron shit, when he be rapping on his IG story, he clearly don't know the words.
He don't know the words.
That shit
be just like he was reading that book for 5 months. LeBron will remain one of the funniest people in the world for that stunt.
And they asked him, I think it was, who asked him about it?
Was I think Taylor it was Taylor Rooks. Rooks. Asked him yeah, about, asked the about the book. And he's just said, like, yeah.
Malcolm X is a good guy. Yeah, he cared for his people. It's
just like, okay, so you didn't read it. It's fine. Like,
duh, nigga.
And I mean, also, it was just super unbelievable also, because why are you carrying it with you everywhere? Why can't you bring that shit at home? Why are you bringing it to the game? Like, it's just weird, and we could tell it's a media thing. Like,
if you're really reading the book, you're not bringing it to practice.
You want to be seen with the book. And it's like, it's not like they got pictures of him, like, at the airport reading it or at the library. It's like him walking into a game with a briefcase where the book's not in the briefcase. The book's in his hand. Like, they come on.
Media day with the book, like, dude.
Yeah, it's like, come on, Brian, please stop using books as props. You are too old for that. Okay, read the book or don't read it, but leave us alone about it. It was Brian, like,
funny, man.
He is funny. I gotta give it to him though. That shit was hilarious.
He's like, I love when y'all call the Lakers old. I'm like, well, you niggas are old.
It is a lot of older.
A lot of being gay in the Lakers locker room this season.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, because they have Carmelo now and
Dwight Howard
in shit. Westbrook is pretty up there in terms of like basketball sports age. He's a vet, you know, like he's not in some type of young prime years, but I mean, it's not to say that he sucks.
He got to put extra ice on his knees,
right? You know, like, I mean, they are, I guess they are a little dated, huh? I can't relate. My team's young.
Yeah,
can't relate. Yeah,
y'all gonna hear a lot of Lonzo Ball propaganda coming from my
not you too.
Oh yes, Lonzo Ball propaganda account is coming.
I mean,
him and Zach,
you know what, it will probably be less annoying. He's probably playing on a less annoying team than he. I don't like anybody, any fans from annoying cities or fan bases, like the Lakers. It's an annoying fan base, we just went over that, you know, or annoying cities like New Orleans or something. I just, you know, I don't like anyone from annoying fan base cities or
Chicago, we have annoying fans. We just
bored. Well, yeah, but you haven't had a reason to be annoying in a long time.
Exactly.
So
we had a reason.
It's okay. I'm give okay. Like the Knicks were annoying for a really long time, but they haven't been annoying because they haven't been good for a minute.
Annoying even when they stink, because New Yorkers.
Well, they were super annoying in the series when we were playing them, but it was fine. I mean, they ended up losing, so I really didn't care about them.
Y'all won anyway. Shit.
Yeah, so it's like, can I really be that annoyed? Like, I mean, you won. It's funny. Not really that annoyed.
They
it's
threw fine. A parade after one win.
Yeah, and then that came back.
Came back to bite them.
That was
ass.
A terrible idea. but yeah, no, it's plenty of stuff to watch, games wise, of course, and then TV wise and movies. And I'm so excited about the Batman. Yes. I know people make their jokes about Batman all the time, and I'm sorry to tell you guys. The Marvel agenda is nice, but that doesn't have to mean that you have to say ridiculous or drop ridiculous takes about Batman, because they're starting to get old. Like he just beats up on mental patients. And it's like, that's not really what's happening though. Like, you think the Joker just needs a good therapist? Come on, man. Like, I think you're missing the part where they're murderous.
Right.
Villains. So like, it's not like they're just causing chaos and laughing about it. Like, they're also killing a bunch of people. Like, come on,
I don't know. Bad. It's just,
but the Batman is always going to be a lucrative comic book person. So
that's
just
exactly why Marvel pushed the movies back.
Yeah, I'm excited about the Batman. I don't care how many different times the Batman story can do. Y'all can say that if y'all want to. And I'm gonna go see it on the 100th time too.
I mean, the thing about Batman is my top two favorite superhero of mine. I'm excited because we haven't seen an actual Batman movie in 10 years by the time this comes out. Like Dark Knight.
And I mean, Batman is, he has a lot of different directions you can take his story. So like most people who say that, I mean, all of the most recent Batman movies have not even been like the one before that. You know, they've been different. They haven't, some of them have been good, but they have been different.
Even those, like, they ain't been like, those been like, sorry, like it was Batman.
Yeah, I mean, they're exactly, you know, it wasn't like the Batman. So, I mean, just leave us alone. And we're not getting like Batman origin story. It's a part of Batman's story in general, you know? So
the first year of Batman, you know, one that I didn't like the hiring, the casting of Robert Pattinson at first.
Seeing the trailer, I don't know. I don't mind it anymore. I was skeptical at first. I wouldn't say I didn't like it, but like you said, I was definitely skeptical.
I was like, it's the Twilight nigga. But then I saw Tenet and I was like, okay,
this can work. I mean, he is, I feel like he can,
he'll pull it off. Yeah.
The casting looks better than it did at first. It was a little questionable, but it seemed like overall they
playing the fucking penguin. Then you see
Overall they got it. It worked out. I mean, it could have been bad, but it just doesn't seem like it is. And I'm excited to see it. Again, like I said, the recycled Batman jokes have to stop, guys. We are past that.
Keep going.
You can say other things. There, well, my thing is like there, I guess it's just the same jokes. There are a lot of things you can say about Batman. It's just the same. He beats up on mental patients, is old and tired. It's not funny. And these aren't just crippled old mental patients that are in a psych ward and he's going to beat them up on a regular. Like, right? Like, what? These are people that are blowing up things for no reason and hurting a bunch of other people. So, like, come on. And I've seen the worst take I've ever seen in my life last night where they were like, Bruce Wayne could be dedicating his billions of dollars towards reforming the Gotham City psychiatric care. And I was just like, you don't know anything about Batman, clearly. Like, he does that also. He has done it. But also, it's just like you said, it's fictional. What do you want them to put up? You want to put up the therapy signal when something's going wrong. Oh, the Joker blew up another hospital. Call his therapist. Like, that doesn't make sense, guys. Just please, it's a comic book hero. You can say that about literally most heroes, if that's the case.
This is true.
Most of them are rich people that could be doing more. T'Challa sits in Africa in Wakanda, and while all these other things are going on, but he puts on a cat suit and goes around fighting crime, and no one says anything about that. Like, come on. Well,
people act like Tony Stark is a real person. He's a war criminal. I'm like, nigga. Like,
oh god. People, it's just that? We need to stop doing that. Like, there used to be a time where we enjoyed comic book. Can we just go back to doing that?
Enjoying the
overly woke takes are not making you look smarter. It's making you look like a party pooper. You're ruining the fun. Here goes the fun police telling us about how Batman could really change the system if he approached it and did a whole reform. But like, who would want to read that?
Y'all want Batman to be Mandela.
Yeah. Like, what do you want, a movie about how Batman sits down with patients and has open discussions about their trauma? Like, come on. Stop being weird and
stop being normal. Ridiculous.
Like it. We're just supposed to enjoy it. It's a comic book. It's literally not real. None of it is.
Like, let's make it fun. Let's not sit up here and be arguing about shit like that.
And then there's like there's upcoming Marvel, like we just said, push back the multiverse. When they push it back to?
It's pushed back to May 6th, 2022. That's 6 months between Spider-Man and Doctor Strange is gonna be brutal. But I understand why they pushed it back. And because, I mean, it probably doesn't have 100% to do with this, but I think it has a little bit to do with the fact that Doctor Strange, it's not like they're dropping an Avengers movie. Mm-hmm. Doctor Strange, as popular as he is, he's not on the level of Batman. So you don't want to get caught up.
No, it makes complete sense. Yeah. And it's not like to big up Batman or anything.
No, it's not. It's a smart business move.
Historically has a long history of drawing crowds and not.
Now, niggas gonna come to see Doctor Strange.
Yeah, they are gonna go see
everybody it, gonna come see Batman.
Yeah, exactly. I was gonna say, I mean, like, we're gonna watch Doctor Strange. I can't wait to see it, to be honest. I'm excited about it. But like, you know, if you want to give your movie time for like everybody to get a chance to see it so that it can live up to what you wanted it to do. And if you're dropping it at the same time as Batman, that ain't gonna happen
at all.
So that's just being realistic. I don't think that's a smart business move, in my opinion.
And also, it's a real smart business move,
obviously, because we won't get the movie until May.
But it's also like Marvel's dropped so much shit this year that it's like you should have enough to hold you over.
Yeah, they got Eternals and then
Eternals, Spider-Man. You still got the Hawkeye show. I'm pretty sure they're gonna drop some TV show in the first 6 months of the year to hold you off. So, but it's a good business move. Shout out to them.
Yeah. I mean, good for them. I'm excited about all of the movies in general anyway. Like, as a DC fan, I also like Marvel and am dedicated to the story. So I'm gonna be involved and I'm gonna make sure I see it anyway. So no one can run me away from that. I'm gonna be right there with everybody else watching it on premiere night.
Ruin it all.
And then, oh God.
Yeah, let's get into this.
I've been waiting
to hear your opinion on this certain
before
movie.
We even get into this, I have only seen the first hour of Many Saints. I didn't go back to watch it. It's not that I didn't enjoy the first hour, but it I just haven't revisited it yet. I'm trying to wait. I'm trying to be nice and wait for someone to watch it with me. I want him to watch it with me, but he's taking a really long time to finish The Sopranos, so I'm probably just going to finish it in my damn self. But so far, from what I've seen so far, I mean, it is, like I predicted, mostly about Dickie, which doesn't really bother me. The storyline is obviously kind of weird. But you have to think about The Sopranos came out a bunch of years ago. They couldn't really keep the exact storylines. The only thing that's confusing to me, although I always knew that, like, Polly and Pussy, they are much older than Tony, is just like, according to the movie timeline, it would have to be like almost 30 years older than Tony, which is kind of like, doesn't really seem like in the show that Pussy was 30 years older than Tony.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't. I feel like the way that, hey, I'm gonna let you get your whole take. If I get mine off, yeah. I want you to continue because I got a lot to say.
That kind of bothers me. Just the ages, and like I said, the show was made a while ago, so I understand it. But if they're trying to pass off like Dickie as supposedly being older than some of the other guys, but they all look the same age. Like, I mean, Dickie looks the same age as Polly does at this point, but then that would mean that Polly is like almost 80 in the Sopranos series, which doesn't make sense to me. But again, I guess that we're not really supposed to read too much into that, I'm assuming. I don't know. I don't know like how I feel about it yet. I know like, I don't know if I trusted the Sopranos in the whole race thing. I knew it was gonna be some racism. It was racism in the show, so that was fully expected. But this is like a different perspective on it in the show. Yeah, so like, it's kind of like, I don't know how I feel about that. And then Dickie and the situation with his dad, weird to me that dad and uncle are playing by the same character, but whatever.
Ray Liotta played two different motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. That's kind of weird to me because yeah, like it made them look literally like, exactly the same age, but they're not saying that they're twins. Which that should have. I mean, that's kind of most people don't. Even if you look like your sibling, sure, we look alike. But unless we're twins, when we look damn near identical, we got the same wrinkles, the same gray hair. Like, come on.
I was like, look, I watched it first. I was like, am I tripping? Did this character just die?
And that's why I think that's what confused me, because seeing a trailer, you saw like him seeing Ray Liotta in like jail or something. And so, but then he dies like 45 minutes into the movie. So you're like, so how's he going to see him in jail? Oh, we're just going to say this is his brother, the same guy. And I was like, all right, I'll let you guys pass with that. But that was also kind of weird to me. I haven't really got into much of the dynamics between Tony and, because Tony, like at the point that I'm at right now, I think, Johnny just got back home from prison. Yeah. He seems like a jackass. But I mean, overall, the casting is not too bad. Again, like I said, the age thing with just the Polly Pussy clan just seems weird to me. But I'm just going to assume that they didn't expect or they didn't really realize how white people, once they turn 30, all look the same age until they're like 50, and then they all look the same age. Like, they're white people age in increments. So like, they look 30 when they're 15, and then they all look 30 even when they're like 20. So like, I mean, it's just I'm confused by it, and they haven't really specified how old these people are supposed to be, but I'm assuming, like, I'm seeing they're not in school, so it's not like they're school aged people, and they're, I don't know. It seems like to me that would make Polly, like I said, damn near 80 in the series, which just don't seem that realistic to me considering the shit that Polly was doing at 80. But we'll see. We'll see how I feel about it after I finish the last hour. Those are my only takes right now. I'm sure I'll have way more after.
So when are you planning to get back to it?
Probably this week. I mean,
I'm gonna try to explain my without spoiling the end.
I mean, there's only so much you can spoil. You know, kind of, like, I know Dickie dies. I don't know.
I mean,
you know,
the
surrounding that maybe is a little bit more ambiguous.
Yeah,
but it's
I don't even want to touch it because I feel like if I say it, it's going to spoil it a little bit. Yeah. But my overall problem with this movie.
Okay.
As a Sopranos fan. Not that I disliked it. I treat it like you're hungry, right? You go into a restaurant. It's a good restaurant. You heard a lot about the chef. The chef is good. This chef is from a previously very prestigious restaurant. You're like, okay, I'm gonna check this shit out. And you leave, the food's good. It's not bad food, but you're still fucking hungry. That's how I feel. I feel like it wasn't enough.
Aww.
It wasn't enough explanation. Like, I watched, once the final credit hit, I felt the same way I felt when the fucking final credits of the last episode of the show. I was like, what the fuck? That's it?
Oh, well, that doesn't make
sense. It's like the last, once you get to like the last 30 minutes, I'm like, okay, we got 30 minutes left. How the fuck are they going to wrap this up?
I've seen mixed reviews. Like, I have some people being like, oh, you know, I actually enjoyed it. And then a lot of people being like, I don't know, the ending kind of fucked me up. And so I'm like, I feel like...
It wasn't enough. Like, it wasn't bad. Like, it's like you could see it. Like, with 30 minutes, I'm like, damn, okay, they got a lot to cram in this motherfucker. There's 30 minutes left. Really 25, because you got 5 minutes of credits. So I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So I feel like it
might be different for us just because we watch The Sopranos often. Like, you got to think of a lot of people, they haven't seen it in a while.
Yeah.
I watch it. I do a rewatch almost every year. So
I'm in a rewatch right now.
Of a rewatch. I'm in season 4 right now. So
I'm in season 6. Before we recorded this, I was watching the episode where Calm went to Paris.
Oh, yeah. See?
So I'm in the middle of it right now, but it's just like, so yeah, maybe for people who don't watch the show, like one of my friends doesn't, this nigga don't really watch TV, but he likes movies with niggas shooting in it. So he's a peak nigga. So he's watching it. You know, I thought it was good. I'm like, yeah, because you didn't watch the fucking show.
Right.
So like, it wasn't bad, but I feel like it should have been a miniseries. Either a miniseries or make the movie 3 hours. It just wasn't enough. I love the acting. I thought everybody was cast perfectly for the most part. Dude who played Seal had his mannerisms, but he ain't look shit like Seal. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude who played Paulie was cool, but, and this also just
he
wasn't.
Talks like him. He talks like him. On the Paulie, like, persona for sure. Yeah. So it's not like I'm mad at the acting. Like I said, it was some of the story, I don't know. When was the last time they even watched their own show? But
yeah, like, it was rushed. And it's like, I think Corey Stahl as Uncle June was great. Barenthal as Johnny Boy was great.
Oh, he talks like Uncle June too. And I actually appreciate really like the, how he drops those random euphemisms for no reason. Right. It was like June goes on those rants and says stuff that doesn't match all the time. Like,
And I thought Michael Gandolfini was excellent as his father. I just wished we had more Tony in it. I feel like Tony was like the backstory to this, and they promoted like
what
he was
I've
in
seen,
that
Michael Gandolfini really does like embody like the Tony Soprano, and like I was skeptical at first because it was like, ah, it's his son, so of course we're supposed to think that. Right. But you know, I was thinking, you know, what if he don't deliver really? But so far, I mean, he seems like he got like his mannerisms. He talks like the way Tony does. Like so far,
he
really
does.
Already. Bucco's
so character. How far have you gotten into Tony on the movie?
Tony, let's see.
Like what part when his growth was? I'm trying to remember like what happened in the first hour.
Tony, like I said, Johnny.
He's a teenager already.
So. Yeah, he's a teenager. Johnny just got home and they had like the little dinner or whatever for him. And then Johnny leaves to go do stuff. And so, yeah, I stopped like right there.
Well, I'm looking forward to HBO Max. You know when all this shit, when it's on there fully, there's going to be an option where you can watch the movie before you watch the show. I already know they're going to put that on there. So when I do my next rewatch, I'm going to watch the movie first.
Yeah, me too, for sure. Yeah.
But it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. I just wanted more. That's what my main complaint was. I just wanted more.
I think we're just like super Sopranos fans. So like we wanted it to be like the show and how we love the show and we rave about the show and like, although it's not like terrible, we don't feel the same way we feel about the show after watching that. And that just.
It doesn't enhance the show anyway. Like, it's not like, damn, I really need to see that.
And it's not like I really necessarily felt like the movie would be better than the show anyway.
No, of course not. No.
But like, you know, I mean, I understand. I completely understand disappointment. Trust me. It's happened to me with several different spinoffs or series or sequels where I just feel like, okay. This was
right.
Okay, but it was weird, kind of.
Yeah, that's why I was saying it was cool. It was cool.
Well, I'm going to finish it, and then we can finish and finally talk about everything in depth.
Yeah, because the ending, I really want to get your opinion on the ending.
Yeah, well, you will. You will. I promise you. When you'll be the first person I let know once I finish it. So we can both complain about the same things. That's my middle name, Complain. I can't wait. And then speaking of complaints, I'm kind of... I'm happy for Insecure, but I'm kind of not looking forward to just how annoying I know everybody's going to be about it. I think like, and it's nothing wrong with like people discussing things that happen in the show and having like, you know, side conversations about what they think about it. But it just, when it gets to the point where like people are actively arguing with each other over these fictional characters, I just be like, come on guys, like we got to be better than this. Like y'all are arguing about Issa and Lawrence and neither one of y'all are them. Like come on, we can have different views on what they should and shouldn't do or what happened, but it shouldn't get to the point where like we damn near at war over this shit. Like it's not that deep, guys. So I'm just hoping that this season is more of a, because it's the last season, maybe people won't be annoying about it. That's really just my hope.
Yeah, and I think this thing with Insecure is this. This is why I think Issa's a genius, because I've never seen a show.
Oh yeah, no, she definitely purposely does it. Like, and no, that's what, like, it's genius for Insecure. Yes, yeah. Because that is, they know that is, they know what the discussion.
But for your sanity, you should do like I do. What I've done the last two seasons, actually not the last two seasons, last season Insecure. I don't watch it with the timeline.
I never watched it on the night.
Okay,
on the
well then you're good.
I always watched it on like the next day or the day after that, sometime in the middle of the day when everybody is either still like there are still remnants from last night's discussion on the timeline, yeah. But it's other things happening, or I watch it like.
Well, the good thing is you got loaded lineup on HBO this year. You got Succession, you got Curb, and you got Insecure. So it's going to be a whole bunch.
I haven't started Succession yet, so I can't really. Well,
it's,
I did
great. Start I think, it one I think time. You like Succession.
But like, oh no, I definitely think I will. I think I just have to like put myself in a position where I am ready to start a new show. Like you don't want to have too many other things going on when you start a new show, because it's hard to focus on it.
Yeah, especially with all these sports on too.
Right. And that was my thing. That's why I was like, I'm not really worried about Insecure A, because I'm going to be watching Sunday Night Football 9 times out of 10 anyway.
I think this matchup is trash, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, yeah, let me think. Who's playing?
Let me see. Well, I think I'm pretty sure it's a trash matchup this week, because when I was when I was scheduling.
It's really hard for me to keep up with the schedule when my team is on a bye. Like, I just watch whatever games fall into my lap because my team ain't playing.
No, it's Colts Niners. Ugh.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I think I saw that actually when we were playing on Sunday, that was the next Sunday night game.
Yeah, it's going to be fucking Trey Lance versus Carson Wentz.
I think the Colts will probably win the game. I probably won't be that interested in watching it, to be honest, though.
I'll have it up, but like after it.
Yeah.
Like,
I'll probably be doing something else by halftime.
Doing something else. Yeah,
by halftime, I'll probably be like, yeah, I've seen enough of this. I'll look at the highlights tomorrow.
Actually, I'll probably be pretty fucking drunk because my birthday is on Tuesday.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't know, you probably won't even be
I'm probably on a different planet. Aware
I'm
of not even gonna watch this kid.
Yeah, I was like, you probably won't even know where you at, so
I'm not even gonna know.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. I'll probably watch that game until halftime like I do with boring primetime games, and then find something else to finish off the rest of my Sunday night. I don't see myself watching that till the end.
Yeah, I'm excited. Even if you look at the HBO show, that's gonna be the last one I watch. I'm gonna watch Curb first. Yeah. Gotta watch LD, and then I'm gonna watch Succession. And then I'll go to Insecure.
Oh, and the good thing is, like, if you don't really have to like watch it in that order, so that's good. Thank God.
There's no one thing that's, you know, what I'm saying, one of the things about you know, what I do with my shows, like, I always watch in the order of what episodes have been out already. Like, if you're a new show, like when Raising Kanan was on and then BMF came on, like, I'd finish watching Raising Kanan and I watched.
You watching that too?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Anything 50 got.
Oh, my God. Power Book fans are not going to stop until he stops making those shows. And so He just needs to stop so y'all can stop. Oh my gosh. But you know what? I'm happy that y'all like it that much. Personally, I just...
The 50 cinematic universe. 50 is the hood Kevin Feige.
Oh God. Well, whatever. let's see. November 11th through the 16th, I'm going to Costa Rica. So.
Oh, hi. You excited about that?
Yes, I'll be out of the country. I didn't even think about how that was going to affect my ability to watch football, but we'll see. Hopefully we got cable at the villa. As long as we got cable, and it's not even about having cable. You just got to hope that they broadcast those games there. You know, you never know, but hopefully. But if not, I have Sunday ticket. Don't fret, guys. I will have way of watching those games. Don't you fret, guys. I will still
be going to Costa Rica just to go, or are you celebrating something?
No, so originally I wanted to go to Costa Rica for my birthday in August, and then that didn't happen, and it got pushed back to more of a group trip in November. So that's what's happening now. So now I guess I'm not celebrating my birthday, obviously, in November. It's just a trip to go on a trip now at this point, but it should be fun. I'm happy to just go on a trip. I haven't been on one in a minute, or at least not like a big trip. I went to Tampa for my birthday, but that's up the street for me.
Up the street, right.
It wasn't the same. I'm excited. The weather should be nice. It's not their rainy season. I think like their highs are like the averages in the 70s, lows in the 60s, which is should be comfortable weather. And the only thing I'm really worried about is keeping myself COVID free.
Yeah.
Making sure that I am wearing my mask regardless of where the fuck we at.
I had my mask on tight. In Vegas, they don't give a fuck about
masks. I mean, because a lot of people will, I mean, they think when they go out of town, like all of a sudden real life things don't count anymore, and it's like, no, you're out of town.
I will give the Raiders credit on this. You can't get into Allegiant without a vaccine. Like,
that's nice.
They would stop a niggas at the door like it was a club. so I give them credit. I had to fill out 3 different COVID vaccine form before I even could get my.
And see, I actually don't think that Costa Rica has any type of travel.
I don't think they got
unvaccinated
that
people. Yeah. I mean, I'm vaccinated, so, and I'm getting my booster before it. I'm good.
Waiting for that to be available, but I need mine too.
But same. I got an email saying I could sign up for mine if I'm not mistaken. Okay. So I'm definitely going to. I think I got an email from CVS if I'm not mistaken, or saying that soon I will be able to. But either way, I'm getting it as soon as as soon as they give me the go, I'm in there. I'm good.
I'm getting my flu shot tomorrow. I ain't playing around with. I'm be going back and forth from Chicago the next month because I'm doing every Bears game in November. So Chicago, I'm being Chicago, Pittsburgh, and Detroit because I'm going to the Thanksgiving game because Mama don't feel like cooking on Thanksgiving, so we going to my auntie house. I'm like, if I'm gonna go to fucking Detroit, at least let me do something of substance in Detroit. So if I'm going from 3 cold weather cities to, and I get back to LA at 75, I can fuck with your, you know, you getting sick. So I'm like, let me get my flu shot before I go.
No, I'm definitely gonna get my flu shot. I'm just happy. And then we got the holiday season right after that. You said your mom isn't cooking for Thanksgiving, but I'm assuming that's something that she usually does.
She usually for Thanksgiving. So we got 2 different traditions. And for Thanksgiving, it's kind of smaller, which really just like my immediate family.
Yeah,
and like it'd be all the women in my house. My mama would cook, my granny would cook, and my auntie and my big cousin, she'll cook. Now on Christmas is the big shit. My mama throws a brunch. She's thrown a brunch every year since I've been 2, so like 1990. She's thrown a brunch every year. Now, last year we didn't have it for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Now, she says she's still game time decision right now, but she said right now all things look like it's going to be a go. And it's to the point like everybody's invited. Like my friends from high school, they come over. He even texts me a couple days like, yo, mom's doing the brunch this year. So, like, you know, and it sounds like first take in the room where all the guys watch the game. So, that's like our holiday tradition on Christmas. You know, the kids be up front, you know, opening their gifts. You know, us old niggas, we don't get gifts.
You don't get anything for Christmas after 18.
Exactly.
I mean, you might get 1 or 2 gifts from like your mom or one of your sisters or something, but you know, it's usually, it's not like I'm gonna have a bunch of shit under the tree.
My mom be like, you know, I paid your phone bill this month. Like, as an adult, that's a good gift, you know? And then we'll have like, you know, I got to beat my little cousin Uno this year. I told you about her. She like the Kawhi Leonard of Uno. Like she's born in 2004. So how does she know? She's 16. She's 16. So she kick your ass and just sit there. She don't talk no shit. And it infuriates me. I'm like, talk, do something. It just makes me angry. Yeah. Like, do something. So like, I want to be her finally in Uno. So that's what I'm looking forward to for holiday. I treat it as three. Mine is the first holiday, my birthday in October. then it's Thanksgiving, okay. Then it's Christmas.
I think Thanksgiving, it's usually like just me and my immediate family, like my mom and sisters. I don't even think I'm going to Atlanta for Thanksgiving this year. I'm just going to stay here because I'll be getting back for my trip and I don't feel like that would be too much.
Back and forth, yeah.
I'm not doing that. I'll probably just stay in Florida, either go to someone else's house or just stay and eat Thanksgiving at my own damn house. That's fine with me too. I don't even really care for like specific Thanksgiving foods anyway. So it's not like I'm missing out on dressing. I don't eat that. And I don't eat cranberry sauce. I don't eat that shit. So I don't think I'm missing out on it. I will be upset that I won't have any turkey wings, but that's okay.
You say I'll get over it.
That's okay. I accept that. But and then Christmas, I think that we usually go to my grandma's house in North Carolina. We didn't do it last year for obvious reasons. I think that we are doing it this year, though. I want to say everybody's vaccinated now at this point, because the reason that we didn't do it is because the vaccine wasn't really available, and it's a bunch of old people in our family. My mom worked at an urgent care as a nurse practitioner, so she really didn't feel comfortable going, and she was like, God forbid I come and people get sick and they go say they got it from me, and she just didn't want to do it. And I completely agree, because I wouldn't either. Like, you feel guilty.
God, there's not really any anti-vaxxers in my family.
Yeah, and it's no anti-vaxxers in my family, thank God. I mean, not in my family that we actually talk to. Maybe
right, exactly.
One of those
not
third
the niggas who invite
that we don't know. But yeah, I would say exactly. Not the ones we are inviting to stuff. They're not anti-vax, thank God. So I think I'll go to North Carolina that weekend of Christmas, because I think Christmas is on a Saturday.
Yes, Saturday, day before. We get football on Christmas and the day after Christmas. Nothing better than being hungover. The next day, you get to watch football all fucking day.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to go to North Carolina with them that Friday through Sunday and then come back to my own home. And that'll be that. And then New Year's Eve, I haven't even thought about it.
I hate New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve's most
I wanted to go back to Atlanta for New Year's Eve. The problem is I will have just went there to ride with them to North Carolina and then have to fly back. I guess it just depends on how I feel, because I might
not
feel
like. What I hate about New Year's Eve, though? The number one thing I hate about
what
everybody likes going out, and that's the night when niggas who don't go out on the regular go out on that night.
Oh yeah, people act a fool.
Yeah, so that I'm like,
I don't really go to like clubs or anything. I usually go to like if a friend that I know is having a New Year's Eve party, then I go to
that.
Like more of like a party. I'm on New Year's Eve. You can guarantee money. I was not going out to no one's club in Atlanta.
So
not me.
Those days are behind me.
No, I'm not going to no one's club on New Year's Eve, and especially not when I'm in Atlanta. Like that just seems like not a good idea for
right.
me. Like, look, I'm not trying to jinx anyone or say anything bad is going to happen to you. Obviously, I hope that doesn't happen. But
you know your city.
It seems like it's not really the safest
right.
thing to do.
Same thing in Chicago. I know where the fuck to go, where not to go. Same thing. I know LA too. I know some areas you don't go to. Like one of my friends came in, she was like, I want to go to a party. And what she say? I want to go to a party in South Central. I was like, well, look here, you have fun. Okay.
Okay,
my black
girl.
Ass ain't going to South Central.
Okay, well, I hope it's fun. Let me know when when it's over and you make it home safely.
Exactly.
No, it's certain stuff I'm not doing. It's like going to see the peach drop in Atlanta. Oh, you have to be an idiot to do that.
So that was a peach drop. They do that like what they do in Times Square, like they drop the peaches and shit, like the ball. Yeah. Okay, I ain't know that.
You go to the peach drop in Atlanta. Oh my God. Only thing I remember from my childhood, we went one time. And it was first of all, the crowd's too big. It's too many things going on in too many different areas to make me feel comfortable, first of all. And you hear loud noise and that sounds suspicious, you know. But I know a few times when I was growing up, it got shot up. So it's just like, no, I'm not doing that. I would just rather not, that's okay. I don't even know if they still do it at this point, because nobody at my age is even bringing it up, because we know we're not doing that shit. So I really don't even know if that still happens. But if it does, I would never go. Just like I would never go to Centennial Olympic Park for 4th of July for the same reason. Too many crowds, too much bad shit can happen at an outdoor event that is not heavily monitored in every corner. Like, it just...
I can't think of a specific event because it could just be a regular ass Wednesday and it might be some shit you don't want to go to. But one thing I'm not looking forward to about the holidays this year, and it's actually different for me this time because, like, I can completely switch my diet up. So I know whatever trash I have, whew, I'm going to feel it the next day.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So I'm not gonna indulge as much as I've done in past years.
Oh gosh,
that's the one thing they don't tell you.
All of the good soul food that I'm eating on Christmas, and I know that I'm older now. I'm gonna feel it, but I don't care.
And that's one thing they don't tell you about switching your diet is like when you have a cheat meal, yeah, it's gonna taste good. You're gonna feel like shit after you get done.
I stopped eating red meat for like a year. I think my freshman year of college. It wasn't the whole year, but almost the whole year. And I ate a burger. When I guess I decided that I was over that diet.
How did that go?
Man, I felt like I was dying. Like, not even trying to be dramatic. I told my mom, I was just like, I think I'm dying. And she's just like, no, you ate a burger and you haven't ate one of those in a long time. And your body,
now you're paying for it.
Really know how to digest a hunk of red meat after you haven't had any in months. So yeah, it was hard, but I know one thing I want. Some turkey wings with gravy and some rice and some macaroni and cheese and collard greens and cabbage and fried chicken. I want it all. I want the heart attack plate.
Give me anything that will cut my life by 5 years right
at
now.
At least five. Like, I need it.
At least.
I haven't had it in a while. And there's no soul food here. I mean, there is, but it's not good. So
I got to give a shout out to my nigga Damien. If you listen to Summer Sessions, of course, you know what Damien is. Last year was my first holiday away from my family. Him and his girlfriend made the best food and they dropped it off to me at my house. So that's nice. Shout out to good friends. That fucking crab legs was fucking amazing.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, made my first full holiday in LA.
By yourself.
Pretty good.
It,
you know,
it doesn't make you feel like so much you're by yourself.
Exactly. I had some good food and I got drunk on my fucking couch.
Which is good what you would have did. Which is what I would anyway. Did. You just would have been with other people. Yeah. You would have done that anyway. You would have ate and got drunk. So
exactly.
You did the same thing, just minus the people. But yeah, no, holidays are coming up. I'm kind of happy about that. And then I just randomly was listening to music this weekend and listening to my little playlist. And I'm just like, why did singers in the 90s sing like that? And I know people know what I'm talking about when I say that. Like, it's a weird accent that they put on certain words like you or anything that ends with the ooh sound. It's like you, and it's like, why are you singing like that?
they put emphasis on their words.
Yeah, on certain words. I was just like, was that like a, were they told to do that or did everybody just do it?
I think that's just how niggas talked in the 90s. Like, even in their regular conversation, they would talk like that. Like,
yeah, I'm always confused by that. Like, you hear it, you're like, no one really pronounces stuff like that.
Even if you watch old TV shows, like, damn, niggas in the 90s talked a certain way. It's different from now.
Yeah, that kind of reminds me, and it's no shade to any of like old actresses that were in old TV shows and stuff, but the acting was a lot worse in the 90s. Jesus. Like, you watch some of the sitcoms and it's just like, this was some bad acting. Like, and you know, all week everybody's been roasting the Family Matters. I can honestly say I didn't watch Family Matters growing up.
I did.
It might have caught it on TV every once in a while if it was on at night. But like, it was annoying to me. I thought that Steve Urkel was annoying. I thought his voice was aggravating. It wasn't good to me.
You know what annoyed me the most about that show? So Laura Winslow hated Steve. Like hated this nigga. Couldn't stand Steve Urkel. This nigga take his glasses off and put on a fucking blazer.
I think I've seen a scene from that episode.
She can't get enough of this nigga.
Because I've never seen that episode, but I think I've seen like clips from that episode.
Like a machine. Now he's Stefan Urkel and she.
But my thing is just like, it doesn't make sense to me why, like, so he could have been that same way just without the nerdiness. Him taking the glasses off. Why did he took off his glasses so he wants to start wearing suspenders? Why couldn't he just stop dressing like a geek? I can honestly say, because TV makes it seem like glasses are life ruiners, and they probably were back in the day. And even when I was in like elementary and middle school, kids would roast you for wearing glasses. But once you get to like high school age, no one is picking on you solely because you wear glasses. Like, it's because you're a geek.
You got some bullshit shoes on, but
right. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, no one was picking on him because he was wearing glasses. So he could have just dressed better with the glasses on. I don't understand why he was wearing high waters with suspenders.
High waters.
Like, I mean, that just didn't make sense to me. And he was talking with that like weird voice, which apparently wasn't even his real voice. Like, just like, so the glasses made you talk funny? That just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I just
what an odd show. Like, it was just such a weird show. No, like,
I hate that damn show.
No, okay.
That was one of the shows that my parents would watch, and we would watch with them, but fuck that show.
Yeah, I honestly, like I said, I might have caught like a couple episodes on Nick at Night randomly when I was like 11 or 12 because it came on Nick at Night, but
well, you're lucky you didn't watch as many episodes.
No, definitely not. Thank God. Because I mean, clearly no one liked it. If you see what everybody has to say about it now, it's hardly any good thing. So it's just
it's a lot of revisions. niggas love Family Matters back in the day. It was part of that TGIF lineup.
That's what I'm like, if y'all hated it so much, y'all wouldn't have been watching it. Like, it didn't get canceled.
Shit
like
was Boy Meets World. When fucking Family Matters went on, Boy Meets World would come on after. Boy Meets World was my shit.
See, I think that was a little bit before my age group. Cause like, boy, I remember it coming right on, now. But I was like, I mean, I think the show was airing in like the 90s. I was like a kid. So it was a teenager show. Like the stuff that was happening was a little bit more adult. And
well, when they got to college, college, it was,
And there, it was like, I don't know. I think overall, it was just like, it was maybe if I was like 12, I probably would have liked it more. Because it would have been more relatable, but it was just like, I was a kid, these were some white people and they were older than me.
Some white people.
it was like, I mean, I don't connect with this show, but I got older. I liked other shows that had pretty much the same theme. Like I watched Even Stevens and that was also some white people, but I was older also. So
you could tolerate the Caucasian television.
I think when I was a kid, I just wanted to watch fun stuff. Like that didn't look fun to me. It probably was a good show. Like you said, everybody talks about it. So I'm sure it was a good show, but it didn't look fun to me. It would just look like some boring shit I didn't care about. So, I didn't watch it, but that is all I got for this week. This was a long one, but that's honestly because we haven't recorded in a while. Right.
Yeah, we had to make up for a couple weeks. And this is, by the way, it was my fault. It was not her fault. I've been moving around.
Okay, he's been a busy man. We like that. That's good. That means you got some shit going on.
Well, that means that eventually I can start paying all y'all.
Yeah, so, that's also true.
Everybody won't have to do this for free. Exactly.
Right. So it's a good thing. We're not mad. And I'm happy to always adjust for your schedule. You just let me know.
You're a very easy person to work with, unlike some rude niggas that I work with. I will not be naming any names. Damien, Fabby, my brother.
That's all I have. Just remember once again to follow me on Twitter at Cat Vision, follow me on Instagram at Cat Dallas, follow my producer at Barb Chair Scott on Instagram and Twitter, follow our Barber's Chair Network page at Barber's Chair Net on Instagram and Twitter, and then finally subscribe to the Patreon, which is patreon.com/Barber's Chair Network.
Yeah, subscribe there. Y'all getting a lot of exclusive content. We've been doing live on the field post games and putting the video on the Patreon. I will be at Soldier Field next weekend. So check it out. And I'm going to be at Lambeau Field in December. So I just want to say this.
Okay.
I bet that I don't give a fuck if we go 1-10 the next year. I want that game on December 12th because I'm doing the fucking post game in the fucking end zone if we win fucking game.
I'm rooting for you.
That's all I want. That's all I want. So check in for that. Subscribe. Summer Session is strictly Patreon now because we say too much wild shit and I don't need my media people who follow me to be knowing what really be on my mind. So pay and check that shit out.
All right.
We will be back. We out.
All right. We'll see you next time.